This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Riley Smith. Creative dishes were on display at the 2024 Food Bank of Iowa Casserole Contest. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, it's time to be part of the progress. Plan your trip to Iowa this August for the 2024 Farm Progress Show, where tradition meets innovation. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art tech, engaging demos, and educational issues from industry experts. We'll see you in Boone, Iowa, August 27th through the 29th. Save on tickets now and learn more at farmprogressshow.com.
On the last day of the Iowa State Fair, the Food Bank of Iowa held its fourth annual Chopped Casserole Competition, sponsored by Nationwide. This year's winner was Susan Jones of Winterset, who took top honors with her barbecue meatloaf, mac, cheese, and corn casserole, and received a $1,200 cash prize provided by Nationwide. The competition challenges entrants to create easy-to-make recipes using affordable ingredients that are also easy to obtain from food pantries. While the casseroles were certainly on display and were the focus of the competition, Food Bank of Iowa CEO Michelle Book said the most important aspect was to raise awareness for food insecurity across the state of Iowa.
Today, 42% of the kids in Iowa get breakfast and lunch paid for by the federal government at school. I think the number would be higher of the number of kids that are eligible. Probably half of our kids in Iowa are eligible for free and reduced breakfast and lunch. Food insecurity is a big problem in Iowa. It's a huge problem across the United States.
One of the biggest factors impacting the growth of food insecurity has been the average wage in Iowa. In fact, Book said the median wage for a single parent is not enough to provide for even one child.
Affordable housing is a challenge, access to daycare, mental health care, physical health care. It's just the cost of living is simply beyond the reach of many Americans today. And we're seeing a huge increase in food insecurity that continues to grow. It started on April of 2022, and food insecurity has continued to grow every month since April of 2022, when federal COVID relief programs sunsetted.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.